Welcome to Tech It Out, where we bridge the gap between geeks and non-geeks. Get ready for engaging expert interviews and hilarious anecdotes from our hosts, Brendan Patrick and Jimmy Ansara.
All right, Jimmy. So today I wanted to talk about some of the benefits and ways that cloud storage systems, not even really just cloud storage, we're talking cloud backups, cloud services in general. So you're talking things like OneDrive as a cloud storage service, SharePoint as cloud storage. Here at Team TriNet, we like to use Acronis for cloud backups and making sure that our clients have at least one level of continuity across the board, availability and access to their data at all times, not just in the office, but also working remotely, middle of the night, after hours. If they need it, they can get to it, not only on their laptops, but their cell phones, mobile devices, tablets, what have you. Whether you're, you know, a small startup or a large enterprise, these services offer huge, huge, huge benefits in the way of flexibility, scalability, and security for storing and protecting data that you need to access every day or once a year. So what are some of the, in your opinion, other than, you know, what we've listed here, if there are any, I know there are, what are some of the main benefits to implementing a cloud storage service? Let's start with cloud storage.
Yeah, I think before we jump into the benefits, for those that aren't familiar with cloud storage, I wanted to kind of define cloud storage and what we're kind of focusing on this podcast. And then I'll kind of delve into some of the benefits of cloud storage. So, you know, firstly, cloud storage refers to the storage of data that's accessed through remote servers over the internet. Unlike traditional on-premise storage solutions, cloud storage offers, and these are probably some of the benefits too, but offers some scalability, flexibility, and accessibility from anywhere at any time. The accessibility portion has really changed how business is being done and how companies manage and store their data. There's been a huge push for eliminating the need of physical storage infrastructure. And with the cloud storage, or just in general with everything moving to the cloud, it's really brought on a lot more collaboration between employees and departments and whatnot. So, that's kind of where, you know, what we're referring to when we're talking about cloud storage. And then, you know, the benefits of cloud storage, again, are huge. You know, businesses can scale their storage needs on demand. You know, you're only paying for resources that you're using. So, that's huge. You're not buying a bunch of on-premise equipment and having to maintain and store it. Even if you don't plan on using all the disk space or anything like that, flexibility has also been a huge advantage for businesses with fluctuating storage requirements, and those that are experiencing, you know, rapid growth. Cloud storage providers often implement a lot more robust security measures, especially for smaller businesses that may not have a budget set aside for this. You know, going with a online solution kind of will, you know, you'll kind of kill two birds with one stone as far as being able to address some of the security measures that you may need for your business. And then moreover, cloud storage facilitates remote access to data, allowing employees to essentially work from anywhere. If the data is accessible over the cloud, they can do it from their phone in most cases, or, you know, could be traveling and easily get to what they need. So those would be some of the benefits that come to mind when we're talking about cloud storage.
Yeah, something that always stands out to me is the cost effectiveness of cloud storage. When you're considering building out, you know, maybe if you're a really large organization, I mean, you may need anywhere between 20 and 100 terabytes of on-premises storage for your entire file library, whether that's, you know, company share or, you know, what have you. But moving it up to the cloud definitely seems to be much more cost effective there. And then again, you know, on the security side of things, I know in the past there's been real concerns about, cloud storage and cloud libraries. You know, you hear about the, you know, like the breaches of the iCloud breaches, you know, personal file storage. But you're hearing a lot less about that stuff now. Do you think it's more just, you know, the new initiatives in enabling multi-factor authentication across the board, or are there better levels of encryption in place these days? What do you think has helped, you know, bolster security on this end?
I mean, I think a lot of it, you know, it's kind of, you know, to your point, yeah, MFA and some of the new cybersecurity initiatives that a lot of businesses are taking now, we've found that have helped. But, you know, you got to think too, with data being stored remotely on an off-premise system, essentially, if you do get some sort of ransomware or crypto type virus on your device, if that virus or that, you know, malicious file doesn't have the ability to access the data that's on the online backup, then, you know, those files are safe. So it gives you a nice restore point. You know, if you're doing a frequent backup and, you know, a company gets hit with some ransomware and they find that most of their data that's on this network has been compromised, being able to restore back from these online backups that are in the cloud tend to really, you know, resolve some of the issues that we were seeing back in the day with the on-premise cloud backup or storage. So that's been helpful. And then just in general, you know, most of these online cloud providers are boosting up their security measures as well, and, you know, enforcing MFA and a lot of the other items that you may have on your own on-premise network. So, yeah, I think it's a bit of both, you know, with data not being right there and then also the cybersecurity initiatives you spoke on.
Yeah, and that's a great segue into just the tip of the week, which is, you know, when you're selecting or choosing from a cloud storage provider or service, you really want to be prioritizing security features such as encryption, access control, and just making sure that your provider is compliant with industry standards, no matter which industry you're in. But I think really you're focused on the IT industry security standards there. So you're looking for security not only from an access control standpoint, but also from a data redundancy standpoint.
All businesses should also, you know, they should implement a robust data protection strategy, regular backups, disaster recovery plan, data encryption, you know, to safeguard sensitive info. And then furthermore, you know, a big thing that we like doing is educating employees about security practices and compliance requirements. You know, anything that can mitigate the risk associated with human error or inside threats, you know, is key to, you know, making sure your business is able to function, you know, normally through any type of disaster or breach or anything like that.
So you hear it all the time, you know, somebody's accidentally deleted a file on their computer or server. And, you know, the first thing that comes into my mind always is, you know, where was it stored? Are we talking SharePoint, OneDrive? Was it maybe backed up? You know, before these services became as popular as they are now, you used to have to just pray that there was some kind of, you know, automatic backup running on the hard drive and you could restore a previous instance or maybe hopefully dig it out of the recycle bin. But, you know, there've been a lot of instances where that's, you know, there's no such luck. But now, you know, with these cloud services, it's the easiest thing to just either, A, it's already there. You know, you can get to OneDrive online or something and it's still there, even though it's maybe not on the desktop or not in local storage anymore, or it's in the OneDrive recycle bin. It's so easy to just make sure that there are, again, just these levels of redundancy. And it truly is the easiest thing in the world. Every single Windows computer these days comes with OneDrive preloaded onto it. You just need to sign in and you're good to go.
Yeah, I know Microsoft, I mean, at one point was handing out free storage, you know, with the setup of a personal Microsoft account, or if, you know, you have a business license through Microsoft, they're pretty generous with the amount of data they're going to give you on the OneDrive and even SharePoint side. And I know Google's kind of in the same space. So, you know, these companies are, you know, trying to get everybody to store their data in the cloud. And, you know, there's a lot of benefits, like I've mentioned earlier. And then as well with, you know, we're a Microsoft shop. So, you know, dealing with OneDrive and SharePoint on a day-to-day basis, you know, some of the advantages of having your data being backed up automatically through OneDrive, you know, or even SharePoint, there's the ability to restore, you know, previous versions right from the web interface. So, you know, a lot of times you don't even need to rely on your IT vendor to get in touch with you to, you know, like back in the day, I deleted a file and now I got to go back through the tapes and then reload, you know, try to pinpoint the exact date and time that the file was deleted and then make sure you got the most recent version. Now, you know, a couple clicks of the button on the mouse and boom, you know, there's your file restored right back to where it was. So it's been a game changer, really, especially, you know, from the IT management side of things, being able to, you know, work with the end users and give them a little bit more tools on their side to kind of restore and access their data it's been great.
Tech It Out is brought to you by Podcast Nation. To learn more, visit us at podcastnation.com.
Let's move on to our audience question. Really the question that spurred on this, the topic of discussion today was a question that was posed, like, you know, I've been using OneDrive for personal storage, but I also use SharePoint. Could you explain the difference between OneDrive and SharePoint? I think there's some general confusion when we start talking about OneDrive and SharePoint. You know, OneDrive is more used for personal storage, but I also hear it called SharePoint. You know, what could you dive into, I guess, the difference between the two and, you know, maybe some benefits?
Sure. I mean, well, you know, SharePoint, OneDrive is technically SharePoint, except it's segmented or it's, you know, restricted in the sense that it's your own personal online storage or application, so to speak. So by default, you know, you're set up with your OneDrive account. You're the only one who's going to have access to those files, or, you know, the login to your OneDrive. Nobody else should have the ability to access those account or that account in any of the files located in there. Now, you do have the ability from OneDrive to share files externally or, you know, even internally with your team. But again, you have the control to do that and you can remove that control access at any given point. Now, SharePoint is kind of the big picture of the two. It's used for collaborating and more so for a whole company or departments. And, you know, you could still control the access there, but in general, SharePoint is more of a collaboration tool for multiple people, as to where OneDrive, hence the one, is singular and really supposed to be for your own use.
Yeah, so to summarize a little bit, we know OneDrive, the sync is automatically set up to back up your personal desktop documents and pictures folders, right? So like you said, completely locked down to just your personal access unless you are deliberately, intentionally sharing files or sharing folders within your OneDrive with somebody else. Where SharePoint, you know, you might find the same kind of content or data that you would find on, say, like a company share drive or, you know, something
exactly along those lines. Okay. Definitely. Yeah, and I mean, SharePoint, you can break up, you know, it's not just one huge file share. I mean, you can set up multiple document libraries, different team sites, you know, various collaboration tools for you and your team to use. And, you know, it is really, there's a lot. I mean, you can even set up a team site, like an internal web page that has announcements and, you know, commonly shared links and other information, and it's all customizable. So the possibilities with SharePoint are endless. And then, OneDrive is just a singular version of that, you know, made for you to use when you have your own files, and you know, the backups are automatic. We still suggest backing up OneDrive and SharePoint with another online backup, just, you know, to again increase and provide that redundancy that's needed in case something does happen to that data in OneDrive or SharePoint. But overall, yeah, I mean, that they are two different platforms that do a lot of the same things, though.
Awesome. Great question. Like I said, you know, we get this question asked a lot, and that's why it kind of brought on the entire topic of discussion today. We really wanted to dive in and give a little more insight to you, the listener, and, you know, great question and great answers. I think that'll wrap it up for us today, Jimmy. We will, we'll catch everybody next time.
Great. Thanks for running and everyone for listening and tuning in.
We want you to get involved. Share your questions, comments, and ideas by emailing asktrinet@teamtrinet.com. Text or leave us a voicemail at 248-946-5885.